to describe this desperate state. Not a picture to compare. Step into a room of opaque air. Could be enough if only we are pilot once a day. Could be enough if only we are pilot once a day. Not a word to compensate. Picture to compare. You step into a room of opaque air. Could be enough if only we are pilot once a day. Could be
calm, possibly, maybe. Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-time liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down. And hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the mote from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. My brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you'll think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on.
But tell you God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-time liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Myla Goldberg sets a steady hand. Inside your eyes. broken arms. You know they don't mean no harm. Do they mean anything at all? Crowded by my company, you can't hate the parts of me. And I know there's a new myth on your
Don't let the sun be the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to lie if I'm to know, 'cause I wanna go where the people go, 'cause I'm forever lost. Oh, yeah, I'm forever lost. Darling, what you gonna do now, now that you know it's used, and what all you gonna do wrong now?
Ceiling half the time, hanging round the ceiling half the time.
Just too valuable. try to throw it back in the ocean.
That was a rumble, an awful commotion. Don't ask me how, but the Tiki found Bobby. He thought the idol was some Hawaiian hobby. Turned out the god was mean and vicious. Didn't respond to Bobby's three wishes. Now, now, he had a Tiki god. Saved him. He had a Tiki god.
So when you're caught up in an evil plot, your life's in danger and you can hear the shot. Your head is spinning and you're fading fast. How long do you think this kind of fun can last? Your luck will change with a simple motion. I found my idol in a bottle in the ocean. He split the cloud, divided the sea, and shows those evil guys how nasty those cheeky guys can be. Alright! We got a cheeky guy. Saved him. He had a tiki god. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Solo man. Plastic solo man.
The rain had started tapping on the window near my bed. There was a loophole in my dreaming, so I got out of it. And to my surprise, my eyes were wide and already open. Just my nightstand and my dresser, where those nightmares had just been. So I dressed myself and left then, out into the gray streets. But everything seemed different and completely new to me. The sky, the trees, houses, buildings, even my own body. And each person I encountered, I couldn't wait to meet. And I came upon a doctor who appeared in quite poor health. I said, there's nothing that I can do for you, you can't do for yourself. He said, oh yes you can, just hold my hand, I think that that would help. So I sat with him a while, then I asked him how he felt. He said, I think I'm cured. No, in fact I'm sure. Thank you, stranger, for your therapeutic. So that's how I learned the lesson that everyone's alone, and your eyes must do some raining if you're ever gonna grow. But when crying don't help, you can't compose yourself, it's best to compose a poem. An honest verse of longing, or a simple song of hope. That's why I'm singing, baby, don't worry, cause now I've got your back. And every time you feel like crying, I'm gonna try and make you laugh. And if I can, if it just hurts too bad, then we'll wait for it to pass. And I will keep you company for those days so long and black. We'll keep working on the problem we know we'll never solve. Of love's uneven remainders, our lives are fractions of a whole. But if the world could remain within a frame like a painting on a wall, then I think we'd see the beauty, then we'd stand staring in awe at our still lives posed like a bowl of oranges, like a story told by the fault line.
As long as blood flows, I stay strong as possible. Inspired by the music, I've been trapped within this pattern by choice. It has long been my preference to keep, instead of trying to lose it. So as much as I can, I use voice. If I become as powerful as James Earl Jones, then I will be more mobile and possibly even be able to kill with microphones. Until then, my bones and soul are all that maintain the role, and folding slowly, making only my pen pay the toll.
Now is the time. Today is the day that the good Lord has made, which enables me to rejoice in rattling the cage that holds my inhibitions and fears distant yet oh so near. I listen but don't yet hear the whispers when ghosts shed tears. So dear apparitions, I give you my solemn vow now to earn every bead of sweat on my brow until the wet mask that I wear bears my soul when exhibiting the epitome of mic control.
You know the name of the game, chasing the fame and wealth, trying to build a name while still trying to maintain self. Your health is most important, you should never forget. This is supposed to be an outlet. When I'm stressed out, I'm working. I'm never perfect, jerk the pen while trying to write a masterpiece, a feast for vocal cords to try and release. I'm always reaching out for something, but I don't know what it is. I'm reaching out for that assurance, cause me, myself, I know that I write to live.
I'm sick of this shit. This insufficient method of living is giving me a conniption fit. I'm too tired to pause, too sick to quit. The insidious system is rendering its citizens mentally invalid with tricks and senselessness. I've been sent to levitate verbiage, balancing purpose to kiss and dismiss villainous words on the surface of earth with her pursed lips, hence giving the worthless a glimpse at the twinkle in the eyes of the observant.
And my mama said the elements that make me are the same ones that break me. Let's switch around these elements and see where they take me. I'm feeling more alive when I'm backed by that breakbeat. Accordingly, I speak out when I'm full of life, my spirit takes me. Through the mic and speaker, flowing out with honesty. Probably cover insecurities with comedy. Probably cover up stupidity with comedy. Probably doing it just as long as it's calling me.
Ali Ali oxen free, strategically placed synonyms, riddles and speaks clothing, unfolding to show those who don't know what flows bring. Moments of personal clarity mixed with gloating that your hopes and dreams lay broken at my feet like toe rings. A spectacle of this magnitude can cause an attitude to switch hemispheres by a few degrees like latitude. Not a statement for me to elevate my status to, I just happen to bear bad news, sad but true.
Do I get the finder's fee for finding me in my apartment? Patiently waiting for nothing specific. Just starting my rhyme book and starting, departing from punchlines. Moving into stories and traditions of griots, so oratory magicians. So if it works out, I could be heralded instead of looked down on. Inferiority complex is something that I frown on. Clown on and make yourself into a bigger man. Or calm yourself as though following the lines drawn in sand.
The journey within, it's not as simple to finish as it is to begin. But hopefully me and my pen will be friends to the end. My buddy, wherever I go, he goes. Wherever we go, we show everyone that we are both equal. Channeling devices of something higher than each of us, we seem to touch the fingertips of the being that's reaching us. Teaching us that weeping on loose leaf deepens the trust. We need to be sure we hear the Creator speaking to us.
Thank you.